Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 3, Episode 14. I got my girl Kendall right here beside me, and we about to break it all down. We talking Paris. We talking more marriage, more problems. We talking this Huger home hoax. We got a lot to unpack, so stay tuned. Let's get started.
Tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'll take your man. That's money.
Hey, hey. What?
Be up.
Hey, girls.
Wow.
Look, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV, and we're bringing it back in with a little City Girls. Yes. Y'all hear that? For those of y'all who are listening on iTunes, just know that we are jamming right now. And Jay Lamar, who is the song dedicated
this
to?
It's dedicated to your girl, Giselle, honey.
Oh,
yeah!
No, you
she's taking that man, honey.
Wait, can we get a little more of this? Just a little bit more.
I'm getting under this table, y'all.
Do y'all know? Y'all are a little too lit tonight, and
we
I'm here for it.
I love City Girls, though.
I do too.
Free JT, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
I'm new to this ratchet stuff, ooh, but I'm about to be bumping
it. Welcome.
Thank you for the invite.
Welcome back, guys. It's AfterBuzz TV. It is the Real Housewives of Potomac panel. We about to break everything down for you. We talking this whole Cannes trip. We talking Paris. We talking more marriage, more problems. We're talking Huger and this home hoax. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be discussing the MVP. And I got a fun little game for y'all coming up at the end. So you got to stay tuned till the end. Okay. So I'm your boy, Richie Scott. Who else we got with us today? Kendall.
First off, I ain't got a horse face. Thank my mama for that. It's Felicia Michelle here. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, you guys? It's the City Girls president, Jay Lamar.
Hey. Ooh, what's happening, y'all? It's your girl, Imani Jackson. Oh, what?
As y'all can see, we have a full panel for this show. And this is it for the rest of the season. Don't expect no new faces because they're not going to make
it. We're locking it up.
Boom. All right. So listen, I just want to get some overall thoughts on this episode real quick. What y'all thought?
I thought everybody was messy and extra, and there was a whole lot of blame to go around. I am excited to talk about this.
I am so thirsty to talk about the mess of this conversation. Are we all thirsty?
Thirsty?
It's so much mess in this episode, and I just want to let y'all know I feel real bad for Candace.
We're going to talk about
that.
We'll talk about it.
And I got a statement retraction just for this episode. Uh-oh. So we'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
I can't wait to hear this. Well, I'm just saying that Giselle, she's a hater.
Period.
She don't even listen to City Girls,
aren't
even.
Instagram taught me that part. I've been saying that. Period.
Yes.
Instagram taught me should be the phrase of the year. Okay.
I like that.
All right. So let's. Well, you know, for me, I thought this episode was amazing. I'm going to watch it again actually because I enjoyed it that much.
It was good.
There's a bunch that of little things in there too to pick up on. You could have missed something.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about everything. Let's talk about first off, you know, the ladies are flying out of Dulles to Paris. For those of y'all who don't understand the DMV area and the Potomac area, Dulles is a very far airport. It's far AF, okay? Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see all the ladies arrive, you know, in the little black, you know, cars and stuff like that.
I love that.
Except for Robin. I don't know why.
Uber X.
I thought you were about to say Uber Pool. I was like, don't say it.
Well, I'm going to give her a little bit more than that, okay?
Well, let's talk about this. What do you guys think about this trip as opposed to other Housewives shows you've seen? Because honestly, to go to the south of France is major for a housewife show. And for them to be a newer show, it's surprising to me that they were that's where they were going.
That's where the budget was. So I'm thinking in my head that Monique probably picked up some of the tab. Like the franchise. The franchise, you know, probably gives them a budget. And Monique probably added to that budget so they can go to South France. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Especially because the invitations were just it was like Sweet 16, how they used to do the extras.
I was thinking that. Like, it's
and the hotels to go to the South of France.
Monique got that penthouse suite. I mean, she did a lot.
And Baby upgraded that seat. She upgraded and that seat.
Well, the tea is that everybody got the opportunity to upgrade their seats.
We only had three upgrades available, though.
And they were all asked, but the rest of the ladies declined because they wanted to sit with the group.
That wouldn't be me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be me either.
First class.
Especially.
First class. Okay, period.
Period.
Where y'all at, coach? Y'all at, coach?
We'll see you when we get there.
First of all, if I threw this trip,
you would stay with everybody, right?
As I would host. Probably stay with everybody. Just because I felt like it. Listen. Hear me out. The reason I say that is because I feel like if you're really trying to, if you're Monique and you're coming from the place that she's coming from with some of the ladies, it might have been a good idea to just say, you know what, we're all going to sit back here, we're going to enjoy this together. Because guess what? It didn't look like the accommodations were that bad in the next class that they were in.
No.
I would say no. It's an international flight, so the accommodations are going to be a more comfortable and coach. Right. It's not like you're flying to Miami or whatever. But I got it. She didn't want to be around them because she had just gotten to a fight with her husband, and they already take her there. It's already not good. So I know for me, if I have an attitude or I'm, you know, some gentleman might say something to me, and I might snap back on him, not because what he said was wrong, not because he did anything, but I'm just in a, I feel away. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it was best for her to do that. I personally wouldn't have done it because I think it's a little rude to invite somebody all the way to the south of France and make them take that long flight. And did she walk back and check on them? No, she walked back.
Listen,
hey, back there.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. If I'm in first class, I'm never walking back to the back.
You gonna send the
little curtain is closing?
I am. That's my runway. I want y'all to see where I'm going and where I came from. You hear me? I came from first class and I'm going back. You know that's like
being in VIP and going down into the crowd. Why would you do that?
Back up to VIP on that stage so y'all can see me. Hey,
I don't know y'all. I'm chilling. That's it. I'll see y'all when we get there.
Y'all can have that.
Okay,
we'll have fun out there.
I need to work that plane.
I'm not even touching my toe in the back. No. Crazy.
I don't think nothing was wrong with it though. I think it was like you said. She had a meaning for wanting to be by herself or be with her sister, as she calls her.
And they had a deep talk on the plane. They have like a one-on-one.
Because their blogs are deep these days too.
Well, you have to understand, like we'll get into that later.
So we don't know if the conversation was deep as a puddle or deep as a ocean, but it seemed like it was deep.
Anytime the producers, you know, they're mic'd up on the plane. So anytime the producer walk up to you and say, what was y'all talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That mean the juice was good.
It was something of some relevance. What'd you guys think about this helicopter ride? talk about that real quick.
Money, tell us about it.
I love it. Karen. Talking about the prince of, what is it? The prince of Morocco.
Monaco, right? He stopped.
Oh, he's there for me. Like, girl, stop playing and hold your wig down because the wind around a helicopter.
Oh my God. It's a ponytail wig at that.
So it has a drawstring on it.
Hold the phone.
Well, City Girls talks about that in their lyrics. They wrap their wigs with rubber bands, ponytail holders. So
I'm going to have to listen.
Karen.
To this.
Obviously, this was the same wig from her first confessional, if you guys remember, the high ponytail with the big bang.
The big bang.
Now, I don't know if this was trip worthy.
That,
you know, I don't know if that was the right wig for this trip.
That was her travel wig, though.
Because she still wore it.
So the wig is well traveled, is what you're saying. It looks like it's been places.
I thought it was
many places.
Her travel wig. You know, you would throw on just something light. Me, I don't. If I was a wig wearer, my airport, my airport wig. You never know who you see
at the airport, though. You never know
who you're gonna see in the airport. Oh, my airport wig. It'll be my most expensive wig. But Karen's not like that. She had on Skechers.
No, I thought she showed up to fight. So maybe her hair was like that.
She can wear Skechers. She's of a certain age. She's allowed to wear Skechers. They are very supportive, J. Lamar.
You've not wear Skechers in the south of France. I'm sorry.
Giselle said that about you. She's like, what are you, like, it's fabulous. Time to be fabulous. Like, be fabulous.
I don't know. She was in fighting attire to me. I mean, I don't know who fighting Skechers, but I mean.
Who fighting Skechers?
I don't know.
That ain't a part of
the city girls. Who goes to the south of France? Here's the thing. You're in France. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You are in, like, you know, one of the biggest fashion like, capitals of the world.
Yes.
And it's not Paris, necessarily, but it is one of the hugest vacation spots that you could ever go to. So why are you in the... Okay, I can't even. We're gonna break that down.
There's art. There's, like, so much...
If you are fascinated by all things fashion, just hang on, guys, because we got a fun little game for you.
Okay, so you're dropping.
Here you go with this game.
So listen,
now.
Y'all, we don't know the game. Just to let everybody know, we don't know the
game. They don't know the game, but we'll get into it later. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of the rooms, the accommodations?
It was beautiful, and it was smart of her to give them their own space. Because we've seen that fight many a times on The Housewife, the room accommodations, who's staying with who. Mm-hmm. That was a good move on her part.
I didn't think I would hear any complaints, but of course our princess of the group.
Oh my gosh.
Had her little complaint because her view was of another hotel.
Who's this?
This was Candace.
She was on the phone. She was on FaceTime with her man, and she like, oh my god, like look at my view. It's like it's not facing the Riviera. I want to see the Riviera. Like, where's the Riviera?
That totally went over my head because I thought the view was nice. Like I guess I'd never been nowhere.
I mean, her view wasn't that nice.
It wasn't that nice.
But it was better than the view at Potomac, I'm sure.
It wasn't that nice, but it wasn't that bad.
Exactly.
Well, now, let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think that as the newest housewife, that she probably got the least expensive room?
I don't think it has anything to do with her being new. It has to do with nobody respects her like that.
I don't know, because when I saw Ashley's room, I was like, did y'all see that? I mean, did y'all really peep
the
room?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I was looking.
Ashley had a nice little room with a nice little setup and view. Candace's room looked like a single suite.
It did.
But you have to understand, her allowance from her mother probably didn't cover the entire room.
The trip was paid for by Monique.
That's our assumption. Monique might have asked her, girl, I need $5,000. And she's like, well, my mother's only going to give me 32. Can you front me, you know, the other?
First of all,
because way my bank account is set up from my checkings to my savings.
Candace, if you watching, and I know you be watching us.
It's just jokes.
I ain't say it. They said it.
Candace, I love you, girl. But Candace is a little emotional, too.
She is.
We're going to get into...
There's no way I would complain. Even if I paid for the trip fully, there's no way I would complain about my hotel room.
Like her husband said, too, though. You're not going to be her fiancé. It's just to sleep.
Yeah.
So. Honestly, I wouldn't complain either. I'm in the south of France. Who cares? I'm not going to even be here long.
And I am a big hotel-like complainer. Like, I am really... If my view ain't right, if my pillows ain't right... But
when I travel abroad, it's completely different
because I'm abroad, like I'm somewhere different.
Yeah.
There's a little more to it. I get what you're saying. Like, it's just like, you're so happy to be outside of the States. You're just like, I don't care. Like, this is something I can kind of let go. But if I'm in Miami, I need that view to be right.
Ocean view.
Because you're going to be in the hotel a little more than you are abroad versus if I am like... overseas, I'm gonna be out and about.
I'd rather be in a hotel with a bad view in Cannes than to be in a hotel in a bad view in like Philadelphia or something.
And then if it was free, like I thought that Giselle and you know, Robin would have stayed together when they were offered a suite.
I thought so too.
I thought that they would have stayed together.
Let me tell you something. If I was Robin, I would have been like, thank you. And
Giselle sure did.
Listen, here's the thing.
But we know who run that friendship. Do we need to start there?
Listen,
we know who run that sorority.
But that's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it felt like on this day. Because if I was Robin, I would have been like, okay, thank you. And went right about my way.
Giselle has been to France before. Robin deserved that.
Robin does deserve it. Robin has had some hard times. And she deserves it.
And this is the only time that y'all will hear me rap for Robin. Is in this episode. That's it.
Why are you so angry?
Period.
I don't know what Rob talking to you, but this is the only time I don't like her.
I agree. She did deserve to just go. Just give it to her. Even if she didn't deserve it, that's my friend. I've been here before. Girl, I've been here before. Here you go. Like,
but I think that Robin was trying to be a good friend, though, by like,
Robin was just playing her role in the dyad, and that's really kind of what
I feel like Giselle was being the good friend and saying, hey, take the room. But if Robin says, no, you take it, Okay, girl, I'm not going to argue with you.
That's not fair.
No.
That's not fair. Their friendship is very weird. Because Robin is always bending for Giselle. Always. She's the bender in the relationship. Period.
For those who are watching us live.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I thought it was just me that got it. Thank you. Thank you.
Please comment in the comment section if you think that Robin is a bender in this friendship.
I think Robin is a bender.
She's a bender.
She's a bender. Some Avatar. She's a bender.
Robin's a bender.
Some of our panel think she's a bender.
Half of the panel.
The newest half.
Right. Candace and Kendall think that Robin is a bender. Anyway,
who are you?
So let's since you know Monique is planning this trip. I mean, the attention has got to focus back on her at this first dinner. You know, because Giselle basically kind of confronts her about switching to the first class section, but then it kind of switches into this whole explanation about her marriage. What do you think about this? Because it's interesting because we didn't see any of this occur. So I don't know what to really make of it. You know what I'm saying? This whole Chris and Monique beef that they had before she left. Like,
and it's out of character for him as we know him. So it seems weird as we know him. Yes.
Monique is one of my favorite housewives.
Mine's too.
One of my favorite and realest housewives. So to hear her even...
Y'all been hating on Monique too. Like, is this a Giselle side?
I was quiet. I just made a sound and a face.
I thought it was a sound effect. I thought it was coming from here.
Let me pause to
voiceover actress too. Holla at me.
Let me pause to give some clarity to that statement, which is false. First of all, when we first started the season,
wait a minute.
We had two hosts that were not fans of Monique. I've always been a fan of Monique. I like her for a lot of different reasons, but she was also really close to one of my best friends.
Okay.
In real life. So I feel like I have some sort of like, you know, I'm never going to come at her like that or whatever. Plus, you know, I'm trying to get her to come on the show. Anyway.
Come on, Monique.
Right. But I like Monique. I like her a lot, actually. I think there is something real about her. But I'm just saying it's odd that we didn't see any of this coming up like at all in the season. We never saw them bicker or argue. It came out of the blue.
Well, like she said, every birthday it happens. So maybe it could be two things. It could be maybe he does get jealous that, you know, this spotlight or attention is on her, because he does seem very apprehensive of this new spotlight that she has. He's supportive, but he's also like, okay, don't go too far.
Yeah.
You going, but don't go too far. Like, remember, you got this family and me to take care of. So it could be that, or it could be the fact that we hear Monique asking for expensive things. She asked for a Lamborghini
for her birthday.
So
maybe he sent them to France. Her and all her not close friends.
So maybe it could be that.
Maybe that's smart. Sometimes maybe you should ask for the really big ask so you can get the next best thing, which you really want.
Yeah, but it's maybe. Was that a commercial? A Mr. Clean commercial?
Negotiation. It is simple negotiation. Y'all never heard of that?
I agree.
It's manipulation is what it is.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
You need to be on the commercial.
That was a commercial. That was a commercial. That was cute, Richie. Good job. But I think that maybe her husband, like, maybe he was like over it. Maybe over her asking for expensive stuff, or maybe he like hit the hell on the net. Something
where are
happened.
They from? Aren't they from like the
Jersey? She's from Jersey.
He's like a southern boy, right?
Yeah.
He's a good old country boy. They fishing
maybe
and stuff.
Fishing, yeah.
He wants her bare naked, pregnant at home. I don't think he's into this whole entrepreneurship type of thing. I don't think I don't think he's into it at all. But like as a husband, or you know, as a person who's with somebody, you're not going to say the first thing like, I don't really want you doing that, especially if it's on television and people see that you said it. I think he just is afraid of her, like you said, not going too far with that. But she started her business off of being a mom. We learned about the essential oils.
Monique is doing like
she has a blog though, so she can still be a mom at home.
But that's not the only thing she's doing. Remember, she's doing the charity work and stuff like that.
She has a segment on a news show in DC. She also has another segment on a sports show in DC. So she is.
She's taking advantage of her opportunities.
As she should.
As she should, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that he's like He's feeling that because, like she said, that what if his thought process is she doing all this and she may not need me. Men like to feel needed.
That is true.
Men like to feel needed.
Everybody wants to feel needed.
But men like to feel like they have like that power.
I just wonder if this is a Candace and Chris type of. Are they both Chris? I don't think they're both Chris. Right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. It was Candace and Chris type of thing where. It was blown up bigger on Candace's end, like we saw them argue before, and it kind of seemed really big, but it was small. So do you feel like maybe that's what... Okay, I'm going to hold it.
I just got to say, did y'all see their reactions when she was talking?
Yeah! Wait, just
when I they started playing the smallest violin for her, like, and I was like, girl, wrong.
Well, her intro into the conversation, in pageantry and talk show hostness and reality and personality.
As a personality. And it was just like,
telling herself.
Girl, you put your whole bio before the conversation. It was just like, what?
She did run her resume down as to why people should know her, why she's known. I was like...
But what is that? That has nothing to do with Monique in the situation.
Like, oh no, Candace, no, not right now. Like,
because she couldn't relate. She couldn't relate to having a powerful man. So yeah. I think because she couldn't relate to having a powerful man.
She decided to act like she was a powerful woman.
Like she's like the vice, like baby. Vice versa.
In that moment, it would have just been better to say nothing.
Girlfriend.
Or to be like, we've all been there. Yeah, you know, yeah.
We got your back, girl. We got your back.
But everybody wants camera time though, Richie.
Well, she got it in a bad way because they played her and they was laughing.
Funny way.
And she's like, first I don't understand.
It started with Giselle, though. Her face. She was just like,
I don't know. Because Monique's face was like,
well, yeah, because girl, I just was vulnerable. All these people, some people who I'm not sure how they felt about the relationship, what's going on with me and my husband. She is in this moment, we're connecting finally about something. And genuinely connecting. And here you come talking about something that don't nobody care about. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but you try to position yourself in this conversation.
Can we talk about this connection, though? Can we talk about the first lady connection? Okay, again, in this episode, in the middle, I was here for Giselle.
Were you? Oh, my God.
Shockingly, I was here for Giselle. In that moment, that's it. However long that scene was, about 2 minutes, 30 seconds, I was here for her in that moment because she was very open and honest that, you know, with her dating a powerful man, she knows the struggles that a woman will go through. I was here for her. She was really first lady, like, offering advice and stuff.
And just listening.
Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it.
But that's it.
Yeah, because, I mean, before that moment, though, she was still irritating me. I was still feeling that little hating Giselle. Because really? She's like, well, why did you sit? Like, why are you even asking? Someone else could have brought that up. Because
nobody else was going to be bold enough to do it.
Okay, well, then Giselle should have just left it alone. Wasn't going to come.
Yeah, that was a petty, moment.
But that's all the more reason for her. That's all the more reason for her to say something. If I wasn't going to come on a trip and you're telling me that I'm spending time with you to get to know the real you,
yes.
But the moment I get a chance to get to know the real you, you exit out of the situation.
But how many seats are in that? How many seats in that row anyway?
It's about camaraderie. It's like saying all four of us going to sit in the panel, but you like, no, I'm going to sit over there today. That sounds real weird.
Weird.
Go sit over there then.
We're trying to flag it up. I'm going to stay in coach with y'all for now. Okay?
See?
For a little bit.
Come on, baby.
Back to my seat.
But, I mean, I agree with what you said. That makes perfect sense. Like, you invited me along, and listen, I don't know if y'all ever took an international flight, but the flight to France is long, y'all. It's real long.
You know what a boss move would have been?
Like, 12 hours.
If she would have bought a seat next to them and her seat and went back and forth. Now, that would have been a boss move.
That would have been a huge fight as soon as they got lit. They wouldn't even make it to the helicopter. No,
I feel like Giselle would have been hating. Like, you just want to brag.
That's some stuff I would have been. Like, I gave y'all a piece of my time, and then I went back and cleared my mind and
y'all,
came back.
It's so crazy. Y'all are sitting here like, oh, y'all are hating on Giselle. Because
Giselle is a hater. I don't hate on Giselle.
She's a very successful woman. She has businesses.
She actually does. She's in Target.
She does in real life.
And that was not a shady statement. That was a fact.
You can save your shade for just 1 second because she actually is a real businesswoman in real life, and we are talking reality television. So, you guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, please make sure to also listen to us on iTunes because You don't have to actually just, you know, watch our faces and our reactions. If you're doing something else, if you're driving, if you got, you know, working at your job and you don't really want to work, but you want to listen, definitely tune in to us on iTunes as well. Be sure to comment, like, rate, subscribe, share with all your friends because, you know, we like those views and we like those listens, right?
Okay. Five stars.
Now back to you.
Please comment on how y'all don't like Giselle, please. So I ain't riding this train by myself.
Oh, you riding the train alone.
Oh, you're alone. He's not alone. We are with me. I'm with you.
Because... Y'all can be on this caboose by yourselves. We'll just let it go.
So it's okay, Richie. It's fine. First class coach.
Oh, actually, we first class, though, because we with the...
Right, y'all
were riding y'all coach. And Giselle.
What were you saying, Richie?
Looking like
exactly.
Coach.
Exactly.
Hey, coach.
You know what? Speaking of hoaxes... Let's talk about Karen's home, okay? So, let me tell you, can I say this real quick?
It was like, word.
I'm
Please don't throw no hands across me, though. Let me move out the way.
Right?
It's about to be.
Let me get my umbrella.
Don't play. Uh-uh.
Boom. So, look, let me tell y'all something. I was watching the episode. I like this music. We was watching the episode, and I was listening to Ashley and Charisse talking about this home situation with Karen, and I was like, literally, like, just my mug was in my hand. Like, does Karen, first of all, live in an apartment
or a townhouse?
And is Matt running around the streets of DC in the gay clubs talking about her?
Charisse, first off, Charisse's information
was on point.
I feel like
it is. She's connected in Potomac. We know that already.
That was a dissertation that was graded A plus. She gave us them facts for real.
She did.
She ran it down.
She ran it down.
So when Ashley confronted Karen, and then Charisse had the backup, who do y'all believe?
I don't know. I believe Charisse. About the situation, and I believe Ashley that Matt was probably running around. You know how, you know, it can be. So I believe that he was running around town. But I didn't like the way Charisse delivered it. In her confessional, she was real, like, strong with the facts.
It was a complete read. I was...
But when bored. She was saying it to her, saying it to Karen on the couch, she was a little like, you're toast. That's how she... I was like, okay. Say it.
You know what I felt like? I wouldn't have done it that way, but I understand why she did it, I feel like, because I'm thinking to myself, if Ashley's already confronting the situation, right?
You can't make it no worse.
You don't want to, like, be like, well, girl, listen, that's not what I know. Like, you know, you kind of want to see, what is she going to say?
Mm-mm.
What are you going to say?
So, so you think that Charisse fed Ashley the information? Because everybody knows Ashley can't hold water. They collaborated together and they compiled their information, but everyone knows that Ashley has to be the person to say something. We know Ashley always says something. Ashley will never just let it go.
I'm gonna go with they compiled the information together.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think there's a reason for that? Like, Charisse knows that about Ashley. If I want people to know stuff, I would tell Ashley.
I think Ashley really did hear from this Matt source.
And then Ashley and her husband, they go to gay bars together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
She probably heard it from her husband. Like, her husband probably told her.
Yeah.
Well, her information was about Matt and what Matt was saying, and then Charisse kind of filed it up and she gave the backup for it, which makes me believe it to be true.
Charisse had the full story. Ashley just had a paragraph.
Ashley just had the little gossip that was running around. Charisse had the point A, the point B, the point C, the point
I wish they would have shown the townhouse. You know, they showed the city
where
it was. Well, is that one of your hoods?
So, no, I did not live in the Rockville area.
Okay. What type of area is it?
It's like further away from D.C. than like, I mean, it's not far, but it's just on the other side of D.C., particularly from where she lives. If she lives in Virginia and she has Ray has a townhome in Rockville, I'm trying to think of something equivalent. It would be like, you know, someone living in Long Beach but have an apartment in North Hollywood. For those of you who are unfamiliar with California, I am sorry, but that's the only way I can
that's
get them
about
to
a, understand. That's about an hour and a half.
It's a drive. Well, that's what I'm
saying.
And you
have to drive through a city, so it could add traffic.
Is it a prestigious area? Is it a Grand Dame area?
It's an okay area. It's not bad. It's just like, it's not what you would be thinking. I don't know what Potomac is like because I've never really been inside Potomac, but it feels like it's not as up here, you know what I'm saying, as Potomac. So for me, I was listening and I'm like, ooh, this is so fascinating. Because I feel like Ashley had the rumor, Charisse had the real deal.
And Karen had nothing.
But then...
No, Karen, when you come to Karen with questions, it's just
she
like...
She gets scattery.
Yes. I do have a townhome. It's connected to my estate. Like, you're renting a stage?
Girl, that don't make no sense. And then the camera pans from one side of the house to the other side of the rental. And I'm like, what?
Well, there are homes that have, like, adjacent apartments.
Like a guest house.
Yeah, so
like,
that's probably the guest house, Richie. Don't do that to her.
Hold on. I'm not doing that. I didn't do
it. She's doing it to herself. Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was she. But the thing about it was, Charisse was very specific. If the townhome is in Rockville, Maryland, that is not the same as Virginia, which, you know, DMV, for anybody who doesn't know, is really just DC, Maryland, Virginia, because they all intersect.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, if her home, this rental, is in Virginia, that's not explaining this townhome in Rockville.
So what if, you know how when older couples, when after a while, like, they tend to, like, maybe get, like, two separate beds, and Ray is older. So what if, you know, since they have all this money, what if, like, she just wanted her own place, you know? Or what if...
If she wanted her own place, it would be grand domed out. And
well, we don't know what this place looks like. The kitchen could be renovated at this place.
And he might want his own place so that he can run around chasing out the Erica Lyles.
Erica's married.
She's happily married.
Karen.
Can we talk about this whole situation? Because this was another revelation for me.
I'm sorry. That needed
Giselle
to be.
Giselle was... Now, this is where I went from, you know, 10 to 0 with Giselle. I was very disappointed.
You was never at 10 with Giselle.
Okay, first of all,
why were you disappointed with that when you weren't really disappointed with Ashley and Charisse pointing out that this woman don't have a home?
Those were facts. Those were facts. And not that she don't have a home, it's what type of home she has.
It's the lying about where she actually lays her head in.
Yeah. She looks like a Phaedra, though. I'm sorry. She's just like...
Excuse me. We're not going to get in Phaedra, okay? Don't do Phaedra. I love Phaedra.
But she's almost like a...
She's still being like Phaedra.
She lied her way out of reality TV, and I've never seen that.
She'll be back.
Karen is very slippery. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you can never really catch her because she kind of wiggles her way out of it. And you don't really know how that happened. Because
she doesn't talk about it. She's like, it's my business.
Or she starts talking about the other person. She deflects.
Yes. Do we think that Ray is running around after Erica Lyles?
I don't think Ray is running anywhere.
I don't think he's...
It's a little walk.
A brisk walk.
A little walk.
Through the neighborhood. Maybe. Which neighborhood? I don't know.
It's a walk with a lamp, honey.
Rockville.
Norton.
First of all,
little walk through Rockville. Does she live there? Where does Erica live?
I don't know.
Is it a 55
Erica
and over townhouse?
Erica's fine.
Hold up. When I saw Erica, I was like, I don't blame him for running after her. But my thing is, like, can we know more about her now? Like, I want her to make an appearance like Kendall did.
Well, you know maybe she is. Maybe that's going to be Giselle's get back.
That's a good prediction.
Oh.
Maybe go into that more later.
You so smart. That is a good one. Period. That's good.
Period.
That's a good one.
She has been converted, guys. She is now a city girl.
Yeah. Welcome.
So, Giselle drops this whole bomb right at the end of the episode, and I'm just, like, my jaw is dropping, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, are we going to see this Erica woman? I'm hoping that we do. But we got to wait. We saw some photos, and I'm going to find her on Instagram so I can stalk her, and you guys will know next week who she is, what she does, what her social security number
is. I want to know who she married to. I want to know who she married to.
Just kidding. Oh, they want to know who her man is, so we'll find that out, too.
If y'all know, because some of the people who comment, y'all are super on it. So if y'all know, please, in the comment section, let us know.
We want to know. So, listen.
And what her house look like? I want to know that, too.
Ooh.
Compare it with... Yeah.
Does she live in Rockville or does she live in Virginia?
Wherever she lives there with her man. And I don't think they got no tax problems. So.
Are you throwing shade at the
court? I am.
So
everyone else did deny Emma as well.
She's booked and busy, and she has a business with Giselle.
Boom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she probably has several other businesses outside of that. But really quick, guys, we got to play a fun little game.
We all know this game is fun. Just saying.
It's called I Cannot.
I love it. This is my song. Lead the song.
Y'all focus on that. I focus on Ashley.
So here's the thing. For the goal for this game is we're going to rate some of the looks that we had in Con from some of the cast members. Mm-hmm. And so I want you guys to give us an I can or I cannot with this look, okay? Mm-hmm. So first up, we have Ashley Darby. She's in this white number right here with these black pants. They look like track pants. What say we about this South of France look?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that one of them, like, horse riding shirts?
Yeah.
That's like a Fashion Nova fit.
I think
that's a Zara. That's a Zara fit.
A Zara?
That's a Zara. A mannequin, a Zara mannequin with a Chanel.
Is that just, are those Giuseppes?
I can.
I live for what is that called? A pussy bow, the thing right there.
That's
I live
what
for
I
that
was
on.
Trying to
yeah,
get. I'm
I
like,
live for
horse
a shirt
riding,
like that.
But that's not horse riding.
No, that's not. It's the old French shirt.
I forget what
I can.
I can.
I can.
Okay,
I
survey
can.
Says I can. I say I can too. I like it, Ashley. Let's get to the next one. All right, so we have Giselle here in a...
A pumpkin?
Some type of frock and a
is that Rapunzel hair?
Give us a rundown, guys. I can or I cannot.
Oh, damn!
I love that.
No, he didn't.
Raggedy Ann got on a Gucci fanny pack.
Okay, I am here for the fanny, the belt
yes,
fanny pack.
I love the fanny. I love her shoes. I love the glasses.
Maybe she just didn't rock it right.
I don't think this is a good angle either.
Yeah, I think that's what
Let me
is
tell you
because...
something. When you wear it well, every angle is a good angle. I cannot.
I don't know what this is. And she has a really nice figure, so I don't understand why she's like...
Are saggy? You justifying it? You just can't. You just can't.
No, I'm just saying it's not... I'm saying it's bad, so I don't understand.
I can or I cannot.
I cannot.
Those buttons too big.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. Because it's low-key. I don't know if that's her skin. I can't really. The light is a little off for me, but it looks like
well, I'm
a
here for the calves. I'm here for the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm here for everything else except
the
dress.
Dress. Yeah.
The dress, I cannot. And let's go to the next one. So we have Robin here, who is obviously sightseeing in the most casual of casual outfits. There's some ripped jeans and a shirt with some tassels on it. What do you guys, are we feeling I can or I
she
cannot?
She got on Jay Lamar's shoes.
Okay. Wait, right and now?
That, first of all, she ain't got on these.
Y'all low-key matching with the shoes.
Yes.
But it's okay.
But you wore it better.
No.
Yeah. But you wore it better, Jay Lamar.
Yeah.
You were wearing it better.
I did. I'm going to take a picture so y'all can see. I wore it better.
You might want to be I can on this one.
You might want to agree.
You know what?
And her back
the
is
shoes,
cute.
I can. Everything else,
it's
not
cute.
Not for France.
I just, well, listen, Europe has a lot of cobblestones that are very uncomfortable to walk in. So I get why she has those shoes on.
Oh, girl, that's very, I'm going to Ralph's.
But
I'm going to
Target.
Parent teacher conference.
Yeah,
so
like
give
mom.
Us an I can or I cannot.
Yeah. You know what I got to say.
Y'all just don't like
what
her.
What you got to say?
I can't.
I cannot. I cannot.
I cannot.
I'm trying.
I'm trying.
Hold on. Now, as a tourist, I can. As a fashionista, I cannot.
Okay, yes, what
Let's
Richie
go
said.
To the next one.
Yes. Oh, there's more.
Okay, so we have Charisse here, and this is kind of like
that's
checkerboard shirt, and we got these black slacks and these heels. I can or I cannot? I can. I like this for some reason.
Oh, I wish I would have had a front on.
I like the stance.
Does it have like a tail?
It has a tail on it.
Okay, so I do. I can with this outfit. I can't with this Photoshop job, though. You're not going to tell me that is not Photoshop within an inch of its life. Like, seriously, I thought this was Candace for a second.
Yeah, beautiful background, snatched waist.
Thank you, Facetune or whatever app you use to snatch your waist in. Let me know, sis.
I can or I cannot, Jay Lamar.
I can.
Imani?
I don't know.
I can or I can't. You got 2 seconds.
My can is with lowercase c.
Yeah, I'm like,
okay.
Maybe.
She didn't break like a fashion mold or anything.
Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, what's up?
We have Monique here in a romper.
I think I'm digging the
legit.
Pose.
Too legit to quit. Hey, that
you know
is
what?
Hammer.
For me, I can. Mm-hmm. I like this look on her for some reason. Mm-hmm. I like her stance. I like, you know, it's something about it that I feel like she kind of killed this.
Mm. I love Monique.
But this is y'all know I'm into the fashions. This is an off-the-shoulder number. She should have had her hair pent up so we could have seen more of the shoulder. I love a good shoulder and neck situation.
Okay. Wow. I can or I can't.
I can't.
Oof. It's her birthday, so I can.
There we go. And next up, who we got here?
I ain't like them shoes, though.
What is this? Okay.
We have Karen Huger.
Wait a minute.
Oh, those weren't Skechers.
That was the Coney.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Stop.
You know how we talking stop about it. You
are so, you knew this. Well, honestly, I can't. And they dirty.
Those are your gym shoes.
I went over to the left. Them things is done.
I wouldn't
done.
Be in the gym. I would be like hiking.
Hiking. I do have my hiking shoes and my gym shoes.
Yeah. I can't.
You gotta be cute.
Give us a quick I can or I can't.
I can.
And now you can't be a city girl anymore.
Not in France. Okay. Okay, no.
Absolutely,
not
positively. Not in France, it's not in America, not in Los Angeles, not in anywhere.
Not in the turned over shoes. No, I can't.
All caps. I cannot. All caps.
If we clean them up a little bit, they could kind of be cute.
They're still
you better not be in a bathroom in Paris in a $5,000 hotel scrubbing them soles with a toothbrush.
They needed to be brand new.
You can get some $50.
What did she say about Giselle? She told Giselle not to wear the jacket two times in a year. She obviously wore those too many.
So last we got one last look. We got Candace last. I can for this because I feel like she was on theme with this.
I love themes. Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Yes.
I can or I can't.
All caps. I can.
Imani.
I can.
Felicia.
I can't.
What?
I can't.
I don't like these suspenders. She looks like the mime that dropped off the invitations. I don't like this.
It was a theme of France.
And I don't like them shoes.
And you know what I can't with?
That's fine.
You know what?
I'm not here for any of it. Her hair looks good, though.
All right, guys. Thanks for playing I Can or I Cannot.
Good game, Richie.
That was a great game with them sneakers. You know,
you knew we was talking. Why you didn't tell us?
I knew it was going to be fun. So, look, real quick, let's run down the line who your MVP of the episode was. Y'all know what it is. We rate the person who added the most value to this episode. Who would it be? Give us real quick. One quick fire answer.
Oh, Ashley.
Monique.
Giselle.
Charisse.
I'm happy we have that on tape. Oh, wow.
What?
I told y'all, like, those 2 minutes and 30 seconds were, like, really, like...
Okay, what? We got you on that one.
She was there, okay?
Why Ashley?
I said Ashley.
Oh, you... Why Monique? Because of the trip?
Not only the trip, but her essential oils, and she also plans to get Karen Huger's perfume thing going, since she's kind of a little stagnant.
And then, Felicia, why Ashley?
Because she brought it to Karen's front door. So, girl, I heard that your front door is not your front door. And for that, I can appreciate that. I prefer someone just bring it. Why are we all sitting here talking about it? Hey, so, by the way, we were talking, and we don't know where you live. Are you homeless? Where is your home? Like, you know.
And I give it to Charisse.
After she taught her how to twerk.
Because Charisse came with the facts.
The facts.
The meat and potatoes. So, real quick, let's talk about a little bit of news and gossip really quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I hope you got some mortgage statements.
I don't. But I do have some tea on the brewing battle between Charisse and Monique.
In
her Bravo blog, this is from last week's episode about, you know, where they had the conversation that Monique cried in her at Charisse's house. Mm-hmm. You know, BravoTV.com asked Charisse, did you have any idea that she didn't know why you were upset? Charisse says, Monique is a very smart woman. Don't let that rough around the edges fool you. In fact, one of the things I admired most about Monique is her vast intellect in various areas. I've also learned that she can be very calculating. She knows exactly what she is doing, but portrays a sense of naiveness to camouflage her deceitful tactics. She knew exactly why I was upset, but played on my emotional side to skirt the issue. She played me.
No, Monique didn't.
Do we have anything in the fans?
Y'all, this chat is going live.
It's live.
Give us a
live.
Good comment.
Hear something good.
Let's shout out a good comment.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do Olga. Monique was definitely trying to start something between Giselle and Robin by having them choose over the mini suite. I didn't think that.
Let me tell you, it was so much that went on in this episode. We could actually do a whole nother episode about this episode, but we're going to have to cut it. You know what I'm saying? Give us some real quick predictions for next week, Amanda.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Dang, I don't know. Right.
We'll come back to you next week.
You had a bomb prediction earlier, girl. So.
I know. I already made a prediction. That's the only thing I can come up with. So, I mean, Giselle's going to bring Erica Lyles.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Karen is going to find her France fragrance. I think she's going to find a great fragrance in France.
But did she go? Is she going?
I just want to know if she got new lips. Okay.
New lips.
Yeah, they're very like.
Her lips are real puckered in this last confession.
I think it's just her real attitude. Kylie Jenner. Her energy is real different.
Really quick, did y'all know there's a lip balm that you can put on that like makes your lips blow up for like an hour?
Yeah.
So maybe she used that.
Mm. But I don't.
We can all test it out on the next episode.
Absolutely not. My lips are big enough. I'm really good right here.
Richie down.
Let's see. Next episode. I'm just ready to see Monique throw Sharice under the bus. That's what I'm ready for. I was waiting for this episode, but we didn't get it.
To be very honest with you, that's what I was waiting on, too. I predict that's going to go down next week, and that's going to be really the demise of that friendship. I am low-key excited. But listen, everybody, y'all got to keep watching, keep tuning in, and obviously keep chatting with us because we like it. Keep it up during the week. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Sky. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky. Where can they find you guys?
What's up? You can find me on social media at It's Felicia Michelle. And every Thursday, we're doing Grown Up Hip Hop at 7 o'clock with Jay Lamar.
Yes. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar. And Monday nights after this, tune in to the Basketball Wives after show.
Hey, and hey guys, you can find me everywhere on social media at Imani Ajak and at ImaniJTV.com.
That's it for this week, guys. Make sure to comment, rate, like, share, keep commenting. We're going to talk to you guys back all during the week, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Now we're the City Stars family.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.